Donald Trump and Joe Biden walk away with big wins in Georgia. Plus, Athens-Clarke County commissioners talk traffic lights. Turns out a lot of ours are really old. From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Wednesday, March 13th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump easily won their primaries in Georgia last night. Statewide, Biden took about 95% of the Democratic vote, while Trump picked up about 84.5% of the Republican vote. In Athens-Clarke County, Trump underperformed his statewide numbers, picking up about 70% of the vote. Former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley got about 25% of the county's Republican vote. Biden also slightly underperformed his statewide numbers in Athens, picking up about 93.5%. Biden and Trump's wins in Georgia and other states holding primaries last night gave both men enough delegates to become their party's presumptive nominees. Athens-Clarke County commissioners met last night for a work session where the county's traffic lights made up part of the discussion. County staffers are seeking some $2.9 million to upgrade traffic signals, and they came to commissioners with a new way of scoring traffic lights to find the ones most in need of improvement. Tim Griffith is the county's traffic engineer.
National lifespan, recommended lifespan is 13 years for these traffic signals, and we do have quite a few, 40, that are 40 years old or older. This failing infrastructure is a safety concern to the public and as well as to traffic engineering staff.
Replacing those aging signals, Griffith says, would provide benefits for more than just drivers.
We can increase the efficiency for pedestrians, for bicyclists, and others with newer signals. We can't do that on a lot of our signals now. But one of the other things I'd like to mention in conjunction with new traffic signals is the emissions factor. We keep cars from just sitting and idling here in Athens. Hopefully we won't have the emissions problems that some other areas have.
Replacing those signals will be costly, however. County officials estimate that replacing just four traffic lights that are at the top of their list will cost some $2.9 million. Commissioners are expected to take up the issue at their voting meeting next month. Athens Technical College is waiving its $25 application fee through the end of the month. The first summer semester session begins on May 13th. The second part of the term begins on June 20th. Registration for summer is open through May 15th. The fall semester kicks off on August 19th, and registration begins on June 5th. Athens Tech offers nearly 200 certificate, diploma, and associate degree options. Legislation legalizing sports betting in Georgia that the state Senate passed last month got its first hearing on Tuesday in the state House of Representatives. Jeff Dontre has more.
Under Senate Bill 386, the Georgia Lottery Corporation would oversee sports betting, awarding licenses to 16 sports betting providers. Five licenses would go to Atlanta's professional sports teams. Added to that, the Augusta National Golf Club, the PGA, and the Atlanta Motor Speedway would receive one license each. The other seven untethered licenses would be open to sports betting providers through a bidding process. The Lottery Corporation would also receive one license. During Monday's hearing on the bill, both committee members and lobbyists suggested changes to SB 386, including a provision that would add fantasy sports to the mix. The Senate also has passed a sports betting constitutional amendment in a separate resolution. It differs from SB 386 in several respects, including a provision setting aside a portion of the tax revenue from sports betting for an educational program on the dangers of problem gambling.
In sports, UGA baseball was victorious at home yesterday, beating Iowa 10-5. The Diamond Dogs now have 9 wins and, with 4 runs yesterday, are leading the NCAA with 52 homers. Additionally, sophomore center fielder Charlie Condon picked up his nation-leading 13th home run. Georgia begins its SEC schedule on the road Friday against Kentucky at 6:30 p.m. Meanwhile, UGA softball invites Georgia Tech for a rivalry matchup tonight, first pitch at 6 p.m. at Turner Softball Stadium. And UGA basketball takes on Missouri tonight in the Music City for the opening round of the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. The Bulldogs are an 11 seed, the Tigers are the 14 seed. Tip-off is at 9:30. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
Your financial support helps fund not just the reporters you hear on our local news, but the team of producers and editors working behind the scenes to bring you in-depth and comprehensive local coverage. Please, do your part today by visiting WUGA.org and clicking on the red donate button at the top of your screen. Thank you.